It is National Volunteering Week. Scott Miller is the boss of Volunteering Victoria, and he's with us this morning. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Mark and Steve. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So, first of all, what does the week involve?
This is the week that we take stock and thank our volunteers. We think there's approximately 2.4 million across the state, or about 40% of the Bendigo community volunteers, according to our latest research. So huge effort, huge contribution going on, helping make sure that we got through and continue to get through COVID and the challenges of our days and our lives.
With COVID going on, have you had to reimagine how you're going to go about getting volunteers?
Yeah, look, at the height of the pandemic, we predict about 12 million hours a week were being lost across the country. So it was a huge devastation to community groups and to the beneficiaries of those generous volunteers. So what's happened has been a move to what can be done online, can be done online, and other amendments to make sure that people feel safe and welcome as they start to return to their volunteering.
Do you think that will be a part of volunteering generally that remains now, even as things get better and, you know, when we hopefully completely get back to our new normal, that more and more will be done online as opposed to face-to-face?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I mean, you know, giving of time is such an intimate, personal thing that I don't know about you, but I found working from home and that screen to screen sort of interaction quite a lag compared to the joy of being in the same space and, you know, getting your hands dirty if you're out in the field doing something together or what have you, or being the coach in person rather than on the computer. So I look at there will be some roles, and I think sometimes, you know, the way that we bring volunteers into our organisation may not be so cumbersome as it was previously. So, you know, there will be some benefits, but I really hope that we'll be able to reimagine a volunteering where we can be back in the in our favourite places with our favourite people again doing our important work.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, certainly, which I used to do for a few years, the soup van with St Vinny's and organisations like that, bit hard to do that online.
Ain't it just, yeah.
So is there a sort of actual shortage of people saying they can't get enough volunteers, or is it something else?
No, look, it is absolutely the case in that as a result of COVID, there is a reluctance from some parts of the community to return to their volunteering. And look, volunteering is a discretionary leisure time activity. And some other folks have said, you know what, I've actually done my time. It's time for somebody else to take control and take over. And so there are a lot of communities still saying, you know, help, I need some more volunteers to help us achieve our mission and vision for our organisation. So look, if you've got extra time, encourage your listeners to talk to the Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. They've got a stack of roles at the moment that I'm sure they'd love to hear from your listeners about.
Yeah, well, the one thing I think that has come out of the whole pandemic thing, I feel anyway, is that people have more compassion now than they did in the past. So, you know, in a roundabout way, it could possibly help volunteering with more people willing to give of their time to help others.
Yeah, look, we saw that at the neighbourhood level. It was a really beautiful thing to see WhatsApp groups and Facebook groups and other groups mobilising to support and to recognise each other. Time of need, and it was, you know, really special. And so I agree. I hope that this is a chance for everyone to say, look, you know, there's a really good feeling that comes from volunteering for helping out others and, you know, how that can help transform not only others' lives but our own lives at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with the week and good luck going forward. And thanks very much, as always, for your time on the show. Really appreciate it.
Oh, look, here's to volunteers. Thanks for everything they do. For every hour they give to their communities. All the best, chaps.
Yeah, thank you, and to you too. Scott Miller, Volunteering Victoria on the Wake Up Call, Gold Central Victoria.